Sorry, Apple, but in the near future, we might not even have any smartphones. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We are still at least 15 years away from the first human mission to Mars, but that hasn't stopped Hollywood from skipping ahead to the future. Hulu, the online streaming service, is out with a new series tomorrow called The First. It's set in the 2030s, and as the name implies, it imagines what that first mission might look like.
And thanks to the thousands of men and women who give their souls, their hearts, and their lives in the cause of exploration. Okay, let's light this fire. Providence is ready to launch.
Thank you, sir.
Now, in addition to getting the astrophysics right, the show producers had to get the future right. And for that, they called a futurist. Amy Webb is founder of the Future Today Institute. She usually helps businesses with strategy, but from time to time, she consults on films or shows. One of the questions she had to answer with The First, will smartphones still be around in 15 years?
You know, one of the, I think, key pieces of technology folks will notice is that everybody is wearing a pair of smart glasses and some kind of earpiece. And that is the primary mode of communication. That's the primary tool. People don't have smartphones anymore. And so we weren't trying to create something that looked cool. Everybody who worked on that show wanted to understand how and why we would transition away from smartphones. So we, you know, created all this data, collected, you know, my job was to like collect the data and run the models and figure all of this out. And at the end of it, you know, I think we have a landscape that feels very plausible.
I wonder if when you're trying to portray the near future, if restraint is a large component of that, because it takes you a minute to notice the future elements, you know, to sort of be like, oh, those in-ear gadgets look, you know, like what an AirPod will evolve into. But it's not over the top.
No. And if anything, the technology shouldn't be something that people are focusing on as they're watching the show. It should be more like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then they go back to the stories of the characters. I think when movies and shows get their emerging technology right, the technology is part of the tone and it serves a narrative purpose, but it's not a main character.
And is that where people are most likely to go wrong? When they're trying to sort of predict the future, do they try to think of too much or invent things that aren't just baked?
Yeah, I mean, so I have a strange job title, and so not everybody quite gets what futurists do. Our jobs are absolutely not to make predictions. There's a bunch of reasons for that. The primary reason is because it's mathematically impossible, and this is a data-driven field. If my goal is to try to understand X number of years from now, there is no way for me to get my hands on every single variable that will matter between now and whenever that time is. So it's a mathematical impossibility to predict a future where there are an unknown number of variables. You know, so that being said, the goal isn't to make predictions. The goal is to make connections. So given what we know to be true in the year 2018, what does the year 2031 look like?
Amy Webb is founder of the Future Today Institute. The First hits Hulu tomorrow. And a shout out to Carter Lusher on Twitter, who had a follow-up question for me about our interview with Lemonade CEO Daniel Schreiber. He said, is there an extended cut of Marketplace Tech Lemonade Insurance CEO interview where you ask how they protect people's data and who owns it? And Carter went on to ask whether Lemonade shares or sells to other firms the large amounts of personal data it collects. And he used the hashtag, it's my data. Carter, I told you guys I was going to be diligent about asking CEOs about their data policies, and I appreciate you calling me on it. So we got in touch with Lemonade as a follow-up, and the company said, quote, Lemonade does not share or sell any customer data. It is stored and used only in accordance with strict insurance regulations. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.